Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th, 7:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Is it me or am I loud this morning? Or is it just I've got this thing turned up too loud? There we go. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good. And what national day is it today?
National Apple Pie Day.
Come on. Oh.
Okay. Okay. You got me at apple. So, anyway. Okay.
Now, isn't that your favorite?
I think it is. I don't have birthday cakes. I'd
you
rather
prefer
have
to have
apple pie.
Apple pie.
Well, you know, I like the kind with the crust.
And
kind
if Bertha,
of interlaced.
Yes.
Over.
And if Bertha is listening, she is the rock star of pies. She really is. She just pops them out like, I don't know, like you brush your teeth. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, let's talk about the weather. Good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Friday. Don't let the 13th fool you, because today it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 81. Tonight, overnight lows of 55. Now, that's quite, you know, a big temperature drop. So be ready if you're going to be going out and it's warm today that you do have, a jacket for tonight. And tomorrow looks like it's about 88. Now, if you remember at the first of the week, we were talking about these high 90s. Yes, that's happening on Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high of 91. Sunday night mostly clear again with our temperatures around 55. Monday calls for mostly sunny with an 86. So we're there, folks. We're at that temperature within the 80s and the high 80s. Tuesday will be 88, and so there we go. We do have on Thursday of next week, there could be a slight chance of rain. So for all of you wardrobe fanatics, we are, you know, just keep it where it is. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson. Our friends there, the Kinney family, welcoming veteran and senior discounts. Their number is 365-3793. And may we segue into our wonderful relationship that we have as we partner with Haven Humane. Katrina is here this morning with our Pet of the Week. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You got Sonny with you.
Yeah.
And he was up looking at us, had his paws up on your lap, but looking
stroking
over the top. Yes. Tell us about Sonny.
Yeah, Sonny is a giant sweetheart. He's a very laid-back dog, very, very loving. He's about 4 years old. We have him as a pit mix, and he's mostly black, but he has, like, little white back toes.
He doesn't look – looks more like a – does he look like a pit?
Mix, but with a like a black lab.
Yeah, more –
yeah.
He looks like maybe 85% black lab.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I think when I'm looking at him.
Yeah.
His ears pop up.
Yeah, your guess is as good as ours.
He's got a little
hair. How long has he been at the shelter?
He's been with us for a little over 100 days, and he came to us as a stray.
Okay.
And he's a really sweet guy. Something special about Sonny, actually, is that he is heartworm positive. So I kind of want to talk about that and what that means for adopters.
Okay.
I think sometimes people shy away from the heartworm dogs just because, you know, they're not really quite sure exactly what that treatment is going to look like. But luckily, thanks to our Misty Lee Fund, we are able to cover the cost of the treatment of all of our heartworm-positive dogs.
Okay.
So when you adopt from us, when you adopt a heartworm-positive dog, we do cover that treatment, and we do the treatment there at the shelter. The only real difference is their level of care. They just need a very, like, low activity level for some while they're going through the treatment.
So when they're being treated at the shelter, do they stay there during this treatment, or how long is the treatment?
So no, they don't stay at the shelter. The treatment is about around 3 months.
Okay.
and it's typically like an injection that they get once a month. So they would just, you know, they would get to go home, and then their doctor would just bring them back to get their little injection and go back home.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what did you know anything about that? What happens? Does the injection just then is specified to go in? And I'm just always curious about the science of it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know a lot about that. I just know, I know first they have to go through some, like, antibiotics before they can start the treatment. And then, yeah, the injections, you know, they kill the heartworms. Mm-hmm. And then once they're clear, they're good. Their life expectancy isn't decreased in any way. They're fine, they're healthy, and they can have a long and happy life.
All right. So it would just be like if we had, you know, if we had something that we had to be treated for, it was, you know, it just took us 2 or 3 months to get through it.
Exactly.
You know, so those people who are listening and are thinking about, you know, I need, maybe at the, maybe in the beginning stages, you just want to be low-key anyway with a pet that you adopt. You know, I always think about that. What kind of return rate are you getting as we're talking about this? During COVID, everybody's wanted to get a pet. It seems like everywhere you read, you're reading that nationwide or worldwide about people getting the pets. Have you experienced a return because of that? Aha, like, oh, my God, I'm now going back to work. Or what's happening in that realm?
I think probably right after everything started opening up, there was probably a bit of a surge of that. But we haven't seen a very high return rate lately. Which is great.
Good. Because your pets are your family.
Exactly.
You can't just drop your kid off at the corner and say, I'm done with you. You know, even though some people feel like they don't need to do that. So, Katrina, what else is happening with Haven Humane that we need to know? Upcoming events, circle your calendar, inoculations, et cetera.
Well, we're finishing out our Bissell Empty the Shelter event this week, which is $15 adoptions. And that actually ends on this coming Monday, so that is the last day of that. And then coming up in July is our Putt for Paws charity golf tournament. So if you want any more details about that, you need to check out our website, havenhumane.org. And we are recommending people to register now because there's a limited amount of space. So all the details for pricing and the time of the event and all that is, again, on havenhumane.org.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being with us. I know you're on your media run. So thank you for dropping by and saying hello with Ruby?
Sunny.
I'm sorry, Sunny. Now I can see. I started singing the song. Sunny, yeah, okay. Thank you so much, Katrina.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. You know, that's it's a nice dog.
Mm-hmm.
I like this dog. He came up. You know what? I pretty much like all dogs that come through here.
Can I talk a little bit about last?
Because Katrina makes sure she's got them all, you know, prepped.
You want to talk about our Axiom Theater experience last night?
We can do that. Oh, we went to see. Well, we can. I mean, I'm just, you know. Hey, we went to see Young Frankenstein. Young Frankenstein last night at the Axiom Theater.
And now, it is the musical.
And I tell you what, you know what, you know, doing things in the evening is not my favorite thing, you know, because, you know, we have a pretty hectic schedule. But every time I go to these, like this last night, it was well worth it. I'm just totally amazed at the talent that we have right here in Reading. And the if a lot of people have seen the movie Young Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. Yeah.
Well, this is
But these guys, these people were great.
Well, I am very impressed with, or we were very impressed. We brought another two people with us that had never been to Axiom, and it was the first time for us to be in the new Axiom space where we got to watch the show. And it was a wonderful cast, just funny, really super funny, great costumes and wonderful makeup. The direction was wonderful. Choreography was wonderful. I mean, it was a full-blown musical, folks. And if you love Mel Brooks and the stupid humor and the funny, I mean, funny stupid is what I'm talking about, sense of humor. It's all over in the songs. There's a couple songs that I thought, how great for a cabaret act. Wonderful music. Nancy Hill, thank you so much for getting us these tickets. And I just recommend, and we both do, we are very blessed to be in a place such as Reading, where we have the Cascade, we have Axiom Theater, we have Riverfront Playhouse. We have every night of the week you could be doing something in this town. Of course, somebody just saw Fiddler on the Roof at the Shasta High School, and they could not believe, they were blown away how wonderful it was. And these are our future, you know, we live right in a great place. So Axiom Theater, keep your eyes, go to axiomtheater.net, or .org, just type up Axiom Theater, it's gonna come up, and you'll see some of the new, upcoming productions that they're going to have. There are two more nights, tonight, Saturday, and Sunday matinee for Young Frankenstein. It's great.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number. Sleep Number. What can I say about Sleep Number that we haven't said before? You know,
except for that I went to the store the other day.
You went to the store the other day.
And I had to return a set of sheets. Got the wrong color sent to me, but that was okay. They could not have been kinder and more friendly, and I love their customer service. We got added a new, what do you call it, like a pillow top, we could take it off or put it on. So it's like a mattress cover, but it's about a couple inches thick. And boy, I'll tell you what, we are super loving that. Go buy the Sleep Number, because you're always doing incredible specials. And right now,
of course, is the Memorial Day sale. And right now you can, why not choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Every great day starts with the night before. Like last night, my Sleep Number setting was 55, and Linda's Sleep Number setting was 35. It's one of the best things that has been with Sleep Number from the beginning, and now it's just getting better in all the different things they can offer you, because you don't have to compromise on the firmness of your bed. You two can still like each other, but disagree on the firmness of the bed. And it's time for Sleep Number's Memorial Day sale. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed Queen. Now only $1,999 for a limited time, only at our Sleep Number store over there in the Target Shopping Center. For more information, go to sleepnumber.com. We'll be right back with the Shasta Scout.
Kevin Cry is running for Shasta County Supervisor to rebuild public trust in our local government. As a small business owner, Kevin Cry was appalled that many of our local businesses were deemed non-essential and were forced to close their doors while others were allowed to stay open for seemingly random reasons. Our leaders should have taken a stand for all our local business owners, but they remained silent. Kevin Cry will stand with all of us. Vote Kevin Cry for Shasta County Supervisor, District 1. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack, and these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the Office of District Attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and the Tap House rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House Pizza, Pasta, Grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Is Reading better off than it was 4 years ago? Absolutely not. Our local government has been asleep at the wheel for the past couple years, and we have been void of any effective leadership at the local level. This is why political outsider Kevin Cry is running for Shasta County Supervisor District 1 to help lead our community in the right direction. Shasta County has woken up, and we want change. Let's keep the momentum going and elect Kevin Cry to Shasta County Supervisor District 1. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Good morning and welcome to our Friday edition here of KCNR Free Fire Radio here with Carl and Linda Bott. And we call it Free Fire Radio, but almost 13 years ago when we started the station, because we like to open up the channels of communication. You know, you're going to get everything on this radio station of 24 hours of maybe you agree, maybe you don't agree, but we love that because that's our community.
Here's the best thing. You don't have to listen.
This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
We appreciate you listening.
We absolutely love our listeners, and we love to engage with our listeners. Again, it's going to be about 81 today, overnight lows of 51. Saturday calls for mostly sunny with a high of 88. Again, Sunday, 91. Monday, 86. And Tuesday, 88. So that's what you're going to be looking at with us. As far as the degrees are concerned.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Just announced that they've got the A rating again from LeapFrog 2 years in a row, which puts them as a top medical facility in the United States. They're having their nurses appreciation and their staff appreciation. In fact, they're having a big barbecue today. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We're here with, our guest this week is, the editor and I guess one of your writers. Would I say that? One of your contributors, I should say.
Journalist.
He's actually our associate editor.
Okay. But we're talking to Annalise Pierce, who heads up the Shasta Scout, and Mark Dadigan. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having us.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, Mark, you've been on the show before. Oh, well, wait a minute. Put those on your head. Yeah. So, Annalise, tell us about the Shasta Scout.
Yeah, Shasta Scout is an online news service. We popped up last year here in Shasta County at www.shastascout.org. We're independent, we're nonprofit, and we're committed to promoting civic engagement with the news and with the process of building democracy.
Now, for those out there that are thinking, oh, it's just another News Cafe. No, I'll say it. You wrote for them. I can tell you that that's not true. I've read your articles, and where I don't always agree with them, I don't see the I don't see a decided tilt in the things that you write. I find it refreshing that I can read something and there's facts in it. And I believe that was one of the things that you wanted to accomplish when you started.
Yes, that's a big part of why I launched Shasta Scout, is to respond to community mistrust in the news, which is a very reasonable and rational concern that is held nationwide and certainly here in Shasta County. And one of the ways that we can respond to community mistrust is by very clearly labeling our articles, opinion, or news, and then by following through and ensuring that we don't keep our opinion in news pieces. So most of our pieces are news, not opinion, and when they're news, you're not going to see, you know, us editorializing the story mixed in with the facts.
Well, that makes a big difference, and it's difficult when you read even national-level newspapers. You know, there's opinion pieces, and like our show is, we kind of mix it. We'll take things that we believe are news after we check it to talk about it, and it's our opinion after that. And I think we don't try to say we're a news program, because we're not. But when you read things and it's got a in a newspaper, quote, a newspaper, we've gotten away. I think a lot of people believe we've gotten away from who, what, when, where, how, into who, what, when, where, what I think, how, you know, those kind of things. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think we always emphasize at Shasta Scout that there is always some bias to any news article because it's written by a human. And humans are inherently biased. We have our own perspectives. We have our histories. We have all the things that make up our identity always contribute to the way we tell stories. And you'll find that at Shasta Scout just like everywhere else. Everything from how we choose what stories to cover to what questions we ask, who we interview, all of those things will contain some of our bias as humans. But what we like to do at Shasta Scout is we like to be honest about who we are as humans. So we've recently popped up our open notebooks feature, and that's a place where we really say, this is who we are. This is how we come to the story. This is what we bring to it. But when we're telling you the story, we're working really hard to ensure that we're telling those straight facts like you talked about, without sharing, you know, an angle or a side to try to influence you.
And I mentioned something, and I'm not going to say what it is, that I saw in it. And it was your viewpoint was very refreshing on that. You know, like, oh, okay. I mean, yes, I can see that. And as opposed to, well, you're screwed up. thank you.
I think it's, you know, you mentioned that we recently ran a story where we talked about...
I wasn't going to be specific.
Yeah, but I'll just say that you talked about our use of quotes, that we portrayed something, putting it in quotes. And that for you, that felt like we were sort of arguing or debating with how the agency discusses something. And that's a really good example of one of the areas where we need feedback from the community, because that is a common way that we can create mistrust or contribute to mistrust, is by things like quotation marks, something as small as quotation marks that really stood out to you and you held on to that and you felt that there was some bias there. And I think that's a reasonable thing for you to be concerned about.
I thought the rest of the article was good. And but that one thing, you know, because I'm getting used to reading what you're writing. I may not agree with it, but I enjoy reading the Shasta Scout, which, by the way, you can get online, and we'll tell you how to do that. It was just that one thing. And see, but it was an aberration from what I'd seen before.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that's why.
And we welcome feedback, just like what Carl just gave me. We absolutely 100% welcome that.
We do have to take a break, and when we come back, let's talk more about, because I like to do a little background besides, you know, just topical of, you know, how you started, how you're funded, and how, you know, what inspires you, that kind of thing. I think our listeners like to see a little bit right now. They're hearing a conversation, but they want to kind of know the meat and potatoes. So I'm going to take a break here on KCNR 96.5 FM. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy started this company 12 years ago and on his kitchen table, literally, and has grown now to the largest privately owned firearms company, instruction company in California. And, in fact, just signed a contract with an organization called Legal Heat out of, I think, Oklahoma, where now he's going to be, Northern Firearms Instruction is going to be teaching literally throughout the state. Northern Firearms Instruction, complete firearms instruction, everything from your CCW to just learning how to use a pistol, tactical carbine, long range rifle shooting, for hunting, advanced pistol craft, all of these at Northern Firearms Instruction. They're all NRA instructors. They all go through advanced training. They have a true insight on training people. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back with Annalise Pierce, Mark Dadigan, and the Shasta Scout.
For years, Shasta County residents have been plagued by homeless encampments, property crimes, and illegal marijuana grows. As a father and grandfather, I get frustrated hearing our current elected officials pass the buck on these persistent problems. We need new leadership, and we need it now. That's why I'm voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric is an experienced attorney from outside the political establishment. Eric supports law enforcement, building a more adequate local jail, and working alongside the community to make Shasta County safe again. It's time for real leadership. It's time for Eric Jensen.
This ad paid for by the Liberty Committee. Not endorsed by any candidate or candidate's committee. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. It looks like another hot and dry summer is about to begin, and I pray we won't have any fires. One of the many things I'd like to do as a supervisor is to craft an ordinance to reduce the fuel loads on the federal lands within our county. I would encourage private landowners to reduce the loads on their properties too, but would not burden them with an ordinance, just the federal government with the lands that they manage. We need to get the feds to reduce the risk of fire in our county, not go begging for dollars after we have another disaster. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Supervisor, District 5. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again. I'm hearing a lot of stories on the campaign trail from citizens who have been told by the county that their sheds are too big and their patio or deck needs a permit. Kiddie pools, doghouses, and even a covered woodpile have been mentioned as instances of grief received from the county. If we are using county equipment and personnel to catch tax-paying citizens doing small improvements on their own property, while we ignore large-scale marijuana grows and transient camps, our priorities need to change. Let's work to make our county better and stop burdening our already overtaxed citizens. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Sometimes it's hard to know who to vote for Shasta County Supervisor District 5. But this time, the choice is clear. Chris Kellstrom resides in Cottonwood and is a Shasta County native who believes in faith, family, and the Constitution. Chris Kellstrom is not a politician and will not raise your taxes to solve your problems. And at 6'9", he really is head and shoulders above the rest. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Proven experience, fighting for you.
This is Stephanie Bridget, your Shasta County District Attorney. I've spent 2 decades fighting for your safety. I've personally prosecuted murderers, rapists, and child molesters, sending them to prison for life. I have met with and advocated for thousands of victims, giving them a voice against those that have harmed them. I am tough on crime and support a bigger jail. Vote for me, Stephanie Bridget, on June 7th.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney 2022.
I'm Ed Rollman, a third-generation Shasta County native, business owner, and founder of the Merchants Crime Watch. District Attorney Stephanie Bridget has a 20-year proven record of fighting for the safety of Shasta County, including protecting local businesses from repeat offenders. That's why I support her re-election. We don't need someone like her opponent, a workers' comp lawyer with no experience who will need on-the-job training. Vote Stephanie Bridget for Shasta County District Attorney.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney 2022.
For years, Shasta County residents have been plagued by homeless encampments, property crimes, and illegal marijuana grows. I get frustrated hearing our current elected officials pass the buck on these persistent problems. We need new leadership, and we need it now. That's why I'm voting for Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric is an experienced attorney from outside the political establishment. Eric supports law enforcement, building a better local jail, and working alongside the community to make Shasta County safe again. It's time for real leadership. It's time for Eric Jensen. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or a candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Hey, it's Friday the 13th. Does that bother you? Jared, does that bother you that it's Friday the 13th?
No.
I didn't think so. This portion of the show brought to you by, but if you're worried, you might want to give Judy Maxwell over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial a call. Say, you know what? It's Friday the 13th. Maybe I need more insurance. Well, give her a call at 221-0441. She'll talk you off the ledge. And but she will give you great information on insurance or any type of financial planning. She has two divisions there that are very well trained, total professionals. She's been doing this since 1993. Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We're here with Annalise Pierce and Mark Dadigan from the Shasta Scout. And Mark's on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
You're down in Sacramento getting your PhD. We just found that out.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I'm, you know, I'm, you know, you might remember the last time I was on your show, I was representing the Indigenous Peoples History Day.
Yeah.
We were kind of promoting that event. And so I'm actually in History and Native American Studies here at Davis, and I'm working with local tribes on different research projects, and I'm hopefully my dissertation will be about the history of, you know, mega dam construction from, you know, the perspective of the local tribes.
Okay. And
it's gonna be fascinating what you're learning, what you can bring back as far as that great information.
You're also the associate editor of the Shasta Scout.
Yeah, and there's a few pieces I've done for Shasta Scout where I've brought some of the history and different things I'm learning to our audience in Redding, where I lived for 10 years, and I still have a lot of deep ties and relationships. And there's a good chance I'm going to be coming back once my grad school work is done.
Okay. And Annalise, how did you get into journalism?
I came to journalism non-traditionally through my work in community development. And through my time in the Shasta County Grand Jury, through investigating local government there.
Is the Grand Jury comes out with the with reports. Is it frustrating after you do a lot of work on a report and you give it to the city or the county and they giggle and say, nah, that's not true, and throw it aside?
I mean, sure, it's frustrating. I think what you have to know when you go into the grand jury is that your power is limited, just like it is as a journalist. It's up to the people to pick up what you write and to become active and engaged with their local government to make sure mm-hmm. something happens.
When you started the Shasta Scout, is what you said is trying to bring more faith back into journalism. What's your response been so far?
I think we've had a really great response. We have a very active readership. We have about 10,000 unique site views every month. So that's a really substantial number of people. And we have a very active and engaged audience on Instagram. That's one of my favorite places to interact with our audience. We do a lot of stories where we do audience surveys and polls, and we do live storing of the local forums and debates and local protests. So it really gives people, you know, an opportunity to travel with us, with a reporter, right into, you know, a site situation and see what's happening right on the ground.
Mark, you're down there. Does it make it a little bit harder now that you're down there getting your PhD to stay in tune? with what's going on?
To a certain extent, I actually almost come up every other weekend just to work on my different research projects. And but you know, Annalise and I have a really nice balance in a lot of ways in our work partnership. And I, you know, I don't know if she totally agrees, but I think sometimes there's a benefit to having Annalise really immersed in everything that's happening, and me having a little distance from it as I'm editing her, and also vice versa when she's editing my pieces. But hopefully, you know, eventually I'll get to a place where I can be as equally immersed. But, you know, I do have, you know, I did live in Reading for 10 years and still, you know, still in this social media era, I still have all of my Reading friends and contacts on social media. So I'm often, sometimes it doesn't feel like I'm that far away, you know, when I have everyone chirping in my ear and telling me the latest scuttlebutt on social messenger, you know.
As and this is for both of you, social media, has it done more for journalism or less?
I think generally in the news media industry, social media has been a destructive force to local news overall. And that really is because it's owned by large corporations, and their ability to make money isn't necessarily aligned with the community's need for information and resources. And so that misalignment, I think, doesn't always serve the public well. However, social media, in my opinion, is very, very valuable. It's a really, really great way that we, as a local news media industry, you know, participant, can interact with the public. So we make the most of it while acknowledging that the corporations behind it have created a lot of damage.
The corporations can choose sides. And let's just use Twitter right now, who's in the midst of a big battle. And Elon Musk just said, "Well, we got a hiccup here," which caused Twitter's shares to drop double digits overnight. The fact is that a platform that is started out, and it's not supposed to be a editorial. It's supposed to be a platform for people to put things on. And then they start editorializing or being editors, pulling this, pulling that. Does that lead to a mistrust in social media? Or should we just understand that social media is BS?
I think
in many cases.
I think for me what I'm most concerned about is that it leads to undue trust in social media, that we don't recognize what the algorithms are doing behind the scene. And so we see things appear in our feed, and those things are pushed to us because of, you know, other things we've liked or other people we're connected to.
Right.
They're not necessarily pushed to us because they're factual or they're verifiable or they're from an accurate news source. And so because it's become, you know, this is really called information disorder, you know, it's become so difficult for us to make those distinctions, and we're kind of pushed towards doing that dozens and dozens and dozens of times a day while we're very distracted. And that, I think, means that we're getting a lot of misinformation that we don't realize is misinformation.
Yeah, I mean, I got bit on this last year or a couple years ago. I read it in another spot, and I said it. And then after I said it, I thought about what I just said. I thought, that just doesn't sound right. And when I researched it, it was like, oh. So I had next day on the air. I apologized. I put it on Facebook and all that. So I had to go back and apologize for this. That it just, I don't know if it was an inherent bias that I have when I saw it, because of the sources they said they were using, I thought, wow.
Well, one can imagine, take your experience, Carl, as you just said it out loud here again on the air, is that we all are inundated with this same kind of formula that is affecting us trifold or many times over. I mean, what you and I say from eye to eye, mouth to mouth, person to person, is really a form of communication, which is what I base my life out of. Now, I can read certain things and know that, but if I'm reading your reporting, I can't, just because of what we've experienced, is that it's an opinion. You are doing journalism, but the reality is that you have to read several things and then take away maybe your thoughts from several sources. Anyway, I'm just glad that you are standing present and doing something like this.
Yeah, I think it's kind of destructive to democracy, really. It's destabilizing to democracy when we are unable to trust the information that's coming at us.
Oh, yeah.
And it's difficult to piece apart. You know, we've had local events even recently here in town where there's, you know, three or four different versions of the same event, which is actually on videotape. So, you know, very easy to verify what actually happened, have all been portrayed in the media, you know, and that kind of thing is destabilizing, because who has the time to figure out which one is correct to watch that whole hour-long video?
And
you know?
We're going to take a break, but I want to talk to you about that, because we have an election going on right now, local elections, where the sides are drawn pretty clearly, and stuff going back and forth from both sides that I find interesting. We're here with Annalise Pierce and Mark Dadigan. Sorry, Mark, you know, she's in front of us. I don't want you to feel like you're being left out, buddy.
It's okay. She's the visionary.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Linda's birthday is coming up, and I keep getting, you know, notes and phone calls from Four Winds Jewelry. Say, hey, Linda was in here. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. This is our jewelry store of choice. Locally owned, locally operated. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Great selection of jewelry. Everything from Native American to specially designed pieces. All of this is at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Violent crime right
California under siege.
Are gang related?
Criminals set free.
Their local
police attacked.
In shooting victims
ignored.
Dad, shot my little brother.
Ultra liberal California Attorney General Rob Bonta has never personally prosecuted drug traffickers or violent gang members. He has zero experience to do the job. Nathan Hochman does. Nathan is the one candidate for Attorney General endorsed by the California Republican Party. He's the only candidate with the real experience to keep us safe. As Assistant U.S. Attorney, Hochman prosecuted corrupt government officials and locked up violent drug traffickers and gang members.
I'm Nathan Hochman. What's happening in California is unacceptable. Politicians ignore us while communities are attacked. As Attorney General, I'll actually do the job and prosecute criminals. I will always protect California first.
Nathan Hochman, an attorney general who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
Voters of Shasta County, it's time that we get educated and informed as voters. With elections right around the corner, it's time we keep our focus on what's really important for Shasta County. Seeking common ground, truth and transparency, pro-business, practical solutions, community first, responsive local government, law and order, and most importantly, electing qualified candidates. visit ShastaVote.com for more information on how you can support pro-business, pro-safety, and pro-community leadership. Enough with all this chaos. We want and desperately need leadership with experience and hearts for our community. Ad paid for by ShastaVote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates. Supporting Bridget for district attorney, Johnson for sheriff, Darling Allen for clerk, Flores for superintendent, Browning and Reznor for supervisor 2022. Committee major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries, not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
Voter fraud is a hot topic these days, with certain voting machines at the center of the conversation. As voters, we need a voting system we can trust. Our current county clerk believes these leased voting machines are trustworthy and plans to use them for the next 5 years. We need a new county clerk that will work to replace these machines with one of 8 California-approved alternatives. Vote Bob Holsinger for Shasta County Clerk on June 7th. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom again. One of the small things I'd like to do as a supervisor is to put a survey on every receipt at every county counter. Fast food restaurants and grocery stores already do this, and it provides good information to those businesses on how to improve their service. The county departments I've dealt with these last couple years have been great, and I say keep up the good work. If there's any problems out there, I think this would be a quick and easy way to identify and improve them. I want all departments to be as customer-friendly as the ones I've most recently visited. Let's make Shasta County number one in customer service. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We've elected career politicians for years now, hoping that the homeless problem, crime, wildfires, and water shortages will get better, and instead they all get worse. I am not a career politician. I'm an experienced businessman who knows how to solve problems and think outside the box. I want to work on our problems, not use them as campaign material every 4 years. Stop the insanity. Vote Chris Kellstrom for District 5 Supervisor. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Friday the 13th. Tonight is, of course, the street dance for the Reading Rodeo. And tomorrow, I'm sorry, that's the Asphalt Cowboys. And tomorrow, the Reading Rodeo is putting on their annual steak feed. Come on out. There's going to be a raffle, gun raffles going on for 3 different firearms, pistol, rifle, and shotgun, plus great food and a great time. It's going to be beautiful tomorrow. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber over at Estate Granite, a veteran-owned business, is truly a artist when it comes to working with marble, granite, slate, tile. He can totally change the ambiance of a room. He redid our kitchen, and it's just beautiful. It's one of those things where you just give him the key to your house and say, we'll be back in 3 days. Absolutely clean. We came back, no dust, and beautiful, beautiful kitchen work. He works by appointments only, and if you want to sit down for a free consultation and to talk about what you want and your dreams, give him a call at 241-STONE. Learn more at estategranite.com. We're here with Annalise Pierce and Mark Dadigan from the Shasta Scout. And one of the questions came in and said, what news sources, in your opinion, can be trusted?
Well, I will share one that I really trust, and maybe Mark has one or more he wants to share. But for me, I really like Cal Matters. Cal Matters is a nonprofit, independent, statewide news source, and I've subscribed to their daily newsletter. And I find that they seem to hold both sides pretty accountable. You know, there's not a clear bias that I can find in their work, and they're very, very focused on government accountability, which I really appreciate, you know, holding politicians accountable, holding elected officials accountable, that kind of work. So I really like Cal Matters. It's free to subscribe to.
Wow, I just opened it up. CalMatters.org. Go ahead.
Yeah. So they're really great. And they their daily newsletter I like because it curates and kind of collates a lot of what's going on in California. And so you can kind of skim over it in 5 minutes, maybe click on a link or two. And they're basically bringing in a bunch of, what's happened in the last 24 hours. And then also at the end of the newsletter, they have a list of articles that they're reading that they suggest you might like from a bunch of different sources, many of which are independent. I know they recently linked to the Record Searchlight story about STDs that they felt was really important. So I really like that because it's a way, within 10 minutes you can get a lot of California-wide news and then also a lot of, specific topic news that you might be interested in.
Okay. Well, we'll have that there as something to take a look at when we're looking for things to talk about in the morning. We've got like 5 minutes left. So what do you want people to know about the Shasta Scout, Annalise?
One of the things that we really want people to know is that we're very focused on the idea of building democracy. And that can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. If you look up democracy online, what are the central tenets of democracy? There's not even a set number of tenets that people agree on that make up the democratic process. But for us, I think it's about three main things. One is that we really want to protect personal freedoms through our journalism work. Another is that we want to keep government accountable because, personal freedoms are held in healthy check by an accountable government. And then that we really want to inspire and encourage more civic engagement, more community discussion and dialogue. We've promoted that through stuff like our riverfront work. We did a long series of articles on the Reading riverfront process. And, people always ask, well, what do you want to happen at the riverfront? Well, for me, it's not about what I want to happen. It's about making sure that the community is engaged in the process of deciding what happens and that all community members are engaged, that all voices are included, not just the ones that are usually louder or that are more amplified.
Mark, what about you?
Well, I agree with everything Annalise said, but I think one thing we really try to do that goes above and beyond other local news outlets is we really try to help the readers make sense of, confusing, opaque government processes. We also try to add a lot of historical and social context to different stories. Again, with our riverfront coverage, I had a recent piece that was providing a lot of historical context to some of the comments and references Wintu people were making in those meetings. And, I think we're just really committed to try and help people make sense of this world that can be very confusing. And, I just want to reemphasize just how innovative I think we are, under Annalise's guidance and vision to be so open about who we are and where we're coming from. There's this concept in the critique of journalism that a lot of journalists are writing from the view from nowhere, that, they're trying to be this kind of distant, neutral figure, which doesn't really lead to a great trust of the media, and it's also just an idea that's doomed to fail because, like Annalise said, we all have our perspectives and biases.
Okay, we got like a minute. How do people get a hold of Shasta Scout?
Yes, you can find us online at shastascout.org, and I am going to be asking you, Carl, if you'll push out on your social media channels a survey that we're releasing. We're trying to recenter the people's voice in the political process, so instead of the politicians' voices. So we're asking the people to tell us, what questions do you want the candidates to be answering? What are your most pressing issues for each of these offices? And we're releasing that via a survey that's going to be anonymous. And we'll be bringing those questions to the candidates.
Okay, now those are, you've already published those?
It's coming out this morning, actually.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, good. Well, we can push that out on our Facebook page and all this. I think everybody wants to, they want to believe that our process works. And I think it does work. I believe it works. I believe that there's people who've taken advantage of it at the national, the state, maybe even local. But it's the best process we have. So until we can come up with a better one.
Yeah, and it's all of our responsibilities to make sure that it continues to work.
Absolutely. Okay.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come up, we've got the Gormans talking about some law. And we also have tickets to give away for the rodeo, so hang in for that. And discuss a little bit about the event we went to on Thursday night with the Shasta Community Foundation. Thanks, Mark, for joining us. And Annalise Pierce with Shasta Scout. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The first war crimes trial of a Russian soldier since the start of the war in Ukraine has opened in Kiev.
A 21-year-old captured member of a tank unit is accused of shooting a 62-year-old man in the head in a northeastern Ukrainian village during the war's first week. Sergeant Vadim Shishimarin faces up to life in prison under the penalties spelled out in the section of the Ukrainian Criminal Code that addresses the laws and customs of war. Scores of journalists packed into a small courtroom in the Ukrainian capital where the suspect appeared in a small glass cage. I'm Charles Duodesma.
The Senate will try again next week to approve a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine. Yesterday, Kentucky Republican Rand Paul blocked the bill, arguing that the additional spending was more than the U.S. spends on many domestic programs. Twitter is aflutter this morning after billionaire Elon Musk tweeted that his $44 billion deal to buy the social media platform is temporarily on hold. He's apparently concerned about the number of spam and fake accounts. A warning from the new White House COVID-19 coordinator, Dr. Ashish Jha, says the U.S. might have trouble accessing the next round of vaccines if Congress doesn't approve new funding soon.
I would say we're really kind of at that deadline, and waiting much longer just puts us further and further back at the line of the line.
Terror on a train in Germany today. Three passengers on a regional train overpowered an Iraq-born man who wounded five people with a knife. Authorities say none of the wounded had life-threatening injuries. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. The Dow up 458 points. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Don't miss 2,000 Mules, the new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
What you're about to see is disturbing.
The truth behind the 2020 election conspiracy.
This mule went across six counties to 27 different drop boxes. In no way is that legal.
See the evidence for yourself.
No one has more data than we do.
What you showed is frightening.
This is organized crime.
2,000 Mules. Watch it or buy it today at SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
The word is out. People are abandoning their overpriced wireless carriers and flocking to PureTalk for the same 5G coverage, but at a fraction of the price. In fact, the average family saves over $800 a year when switching from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Go to puretalk.com, then enter promo code HALFOFF, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code HALFOFF.
Parents are scrambling to find infant formula amid supply problems and a plant shut down by contamination.
Jennifer Kersey says she and her husband were shocked when they went to their usual store in Connecticut to buy formula for their seven-month-old son.
It was like the toilet paper and the sanitizer when everybody was looking for toilet paper and sanitizer. Gone off the shelves.
The shortage caused by supply disruptions, a safety recall, and temporary closure of one of the main formula-producing plants. President Biden has talked with Gerber and others to increase production and retailers such as Walmart and Target to speed up deliveries. Kersey says until things get back to normal.
I'm just asking everybody, if you have, please give. Don't order. Let's all work together because these are babies.
I'm Tim McGuire.
Shanghai will try again to reopen in a few days after it has eliminated COVID-19 transmission among the population at large. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. Mercedes-Benz, the latest automaker to issue a recall.
Mercedes-Benz is recalling thousands of vehicles to fix a problem that could cause the brakes to fail or not work well. The vehicles this covers are some ML, GL, and R-Class vehicles from 2006 through 2012. Mercedes says moisture can get into a brake booster housing and cause corrosion. It says it has no reports of crashes or injuries. Dealers will inspect the brake booster, and if necessary, they'll replace it. If your car is involved in this recall, they'll notify you by letter beginning at the end of the month. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden is meeting later today with mayors, police chiefs, and local public officials to discuss policing and public safety program funding. Some Democrats have urged cutting police budgets, but the president says he believes the police need the money. GOP lawmakers have criticized the White House for a rise in crime. More at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And Linda's here with the weather.
Good morning, everybody. Okay, it looks like we're going to have... Wow, about 81 today, mostly sunny out with mostly clear skies tonight, or the moon, or the beautiful. We're getting to be, going to be having a lunar eclipse coming up. Low 55, Saturday calls for a high of 88, Sunday 91, mostly sunny. As we get ready for this rodeo week and all the activities, we're going to be outside with the steak dance, with the Reading Rodeo Saturday night. That's going to be beautiful, so our overnight lows will be 59. Monday calls for mostly sunny with a high of 86, and Tuesday our temperatures will be around 88. So just so you know, our weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where seniors and veterans always get a discount, 365-3793. All right, so let's go to the phones, and we love from Stifel Investments, our advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are in the green today after a long week in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 468 points at 32,197. The S&P 500 is positive 86 points at 4,016. And the NASDAQ Composite is gaining 359 points at 11,730. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Apple up $4.17. Trading at $146.74, Amazon up $76 a share at $2,213, Tesla up $40 at $76.807. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.907%. And over to commodities, gold is down $5 an ounce at $1,816, silver up 26 cents at $21 an ounce, and crude oil is priced at $109 a barrel. No reprieve there. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investment, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere, Susan Eastman. I know you've been, you probably have your heels on fire with running around and just, right?
There's some jets back there.
Yeah, absolutely.
On the phone. Get on the phone, but... it finally broke. We're getting some calls and concerns because statements came out in end of April, and so January through April, we've been seeing some pullbacks in the investor portfolios, and so and just the daily news is weighing on us. But today's a good day to end the week, and we can regroup this weekend and see where we're going next week.
I love great. That about you, Susan.
Thank you
Eastman,
so much, Susan.
First Vice President of Investments at Stifel. That's STI. FEL. You can give her a call at 244-7199. We love Susan. Thank you, Susan, for calling in on Friday morning. You know you're my buddy.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Happy rodeo.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of which, we have special tickets to give away for Thursday night's rodeo, which is family night. All right, guys, this is Section C, Row 8, Seat 3. These are $25 tickets, and we've been blessed to be able to give some tickets away on the air. So we're going to give this to our third caller, Jared, along with two tickets to the Pancake Breakfast. Now, the Pancake Breakfast is on Friday morning. Of course, it's downtown. It changed out a little bit about where that is. But our third caller calling in we'll get our Thursday night tickets for the Reading Rodeo. And I'm telling you what, if you better redeem them, or I'm going to hunt you down.
I already had people on there. A guy comes in, a big guy, tough-looking guy, with a motorcycle helmet, and he goes, and I went, yes? He goes, I got tickets today. I mean, he took, you know, he was down here. He was riding his bike back from Chico and came rolling through.
We've given tickets away. People haven't redeemed them. And I'm telling you, don't upset me. That upset me. I look at the somebody else could have used those tickets. So I'm telling you, if you're going to call in and get these tickets,
Rodeo,
I'm going to make sure I come to the seat and make sure you're there because I'm there Thursday night. So show up.
Well, that's a threat.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, okay, third caller for rodeo seats and
605-4567.
There you go. So start calling.
We have a special guest today.
Patrick and Jill Gorman.
Good morning.
Hi, Jill. How are you guys doing?
Very good.
Wow, you guys have smiles on your faces. What's happening?
We've been trying to find your house. Okay, the only reason we're saying that is, no, we're not going to pick it up front. But, you know, because we drive by there all the time. And not your house, but on Silverbridge.
Okay.
And so you're off there someplace, and mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out, well, which road is he off of?
Well, tell us at the break.
Yeah, at the break. We don't need to know right now.
We're looking for the goats. We're looking for the runaway goats.
We had to. I had a neighbor call animal control, and I had to put the goats in a more enclosed area.
Oh.
Yeah. I was not happy. I mean, they're goats. We're in the country.
Yeah, and they're going to take a party.
Okay.
They like to party.
Third
like
caller.
Kids.
Third caller.
They're wild goats.
They're wild. Okay. So do we want to go into...
Well, let's go into... what's your topic for this week? Because I've got other questions for him to hit you with at the break.
I don't have a primary topic, really. I mean, I know there's a lot going on, and, you know, the big thing is, you know, the Supreme Court and the leak of, you know, the opinion, and, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to... That was one of the things I wanted to talk to you about. I mean, this is huge. This is... has it ever happened before?
Not that I've never heard of it, and we studied constitutional law for an entire year in law school, and I've never heard of it. I've never heard of a leak. I know that the courts have had some political movements here and there. I mean, it's been around since the founding of our country. But, you know, also the political hype around it. I mean, I think
Roe versus Wade, if that is overturned, doesn't do away with abortions. No. I mean, that seems like to think that it does away with the woman's right to have an abortion, but that's got nothing to do with that.
Yeah, and it doesn't. In the opinion overturning, it wouldn't say that a woman does not have a right to have an abortion either. It says that this is a legislative thing. This is for Congress to decide. This is for the states to decide, not for the Supreme Court. And I mean, I think that for too long, at least during my lifetime, I think it started around, you know, the 1950s, Earl Warren Court and things, where people started relying on the Supreme Court to actually legislate. And that's a problem because we don't vote for them. We have no way to get rid of them. There's no election. So you have a lifetime appointed judge who's essentially, they call it legislating for the bench, right? So any law you agree with, because that's why they started digging into these ideologies when they picked justices. And I think it's a problem.
Well, you've got the same thing, though, when you get federal court judges. They're in there for life.
Yeah.
Do you think there should be term limits for federal judges and the Supreme Court?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that they should run for office because it politicizes it, right? Then you start having judges make decisions on political things. But I do think that there should be a retirement age. I think that, and I don't mean to sound like ageist or whatever, but, you know, I read an article several years ago written by somebody who worked at the pharmacy for Congress, and they said the medications that they are filling are terrifying because they are for people with dementia, Alzheimer's, cancer, all kinds of diseases that would impact somebody's ability to actually read.
You're talking about
2,900
everybody, bill. Everybody in Congress.
Yeah, so I imagine
not just the judges.
Correct. So I imagine it's the same with a lot of judges, and so there needs to be, whether it's by age or a physical, something like that, we need to make sure these folks that are making these decisions that impact 365 million lives, that they know what the heck they're doing.
Does that go by? Because we know, I'm not saying that Linda's dad at age 91 is a jurist or anything like that, but his mental capabilities and his activity level is probably stronger than some 70-year-olds. So it's going to be hard to judge that unless you make it a blanket at age 75. But I mean,
you're going to lose some good ones.
You're going to lose some good ones on it.
So maybe it's a fitness, you know, some kind of fitness test, right? Where you have to pass some kind of minimum cognitive standard. I don't know.
We should do that with the presidents too. Then.
Sure.
I think a president should pass some kind of cognitive test.
Yeah.
To make sure that they're not weird because just of the fact of what we've seen in the last several years.
Well,
let me put it that way.
And then before that, right, everybody was declaring, call the 25th Amendment, you know, the president's crazy. Well, if he passed a mental test, then nobody can make that argument, right?
Right. And then, you know, because how many articles did you see on Trump that this man is crazy, he's this, oh, he's narcissistic. Narcissist.
Yeah.
Well, but if you read about narcissism, you'll see that there's many people that suffer from that are very, very successful. It has nothing to do with their ability to make good decisions. And I'm not saying Trump made every decision was great, but to make good decisions, it's just your personal, the way you see yourself, as opposed to somebody that may not be able to understand everything that's going on around them. I would think that having that as part of a litmus test for anybody that's going to be president, and I don't care who it is, Republican or Democrat or independent, I don't care about their gender, their sex, or whatever it is, I think there should be a cognitive test that is open to the public.
Sure.
Yep, he passed it. Well, he passed it with a 71%. You know, maybe we want a 90% at least.
Do it in the primaries before each party picks theirs.
Before the election, you know, when they get in there, and then let's just do it. Okay, we're going to do the cognitive test right now, and then now push forward.
You're on the ballot. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. No, and you know, there's a difference between narcissism as far as like an access to mental health diagnosis and narcissistic traits or even decisions that we can.
True.
So, you know, like I didn't know what an access to diagnosis looked like until I started representing injured workers, and it's different, and it doesn't always mean they're scary or, you know, like on the movies, they just make decisions in ways that we won't never understand. You know,
that's right, and it doesn't mean the decisions are wrong.
No,
it just means they come up with the answer in a different way, in a different logic scheme. Anyway, hey, we're here with Patrick and Jill Gorman. Patrick's an attorney at law. He specializes in workers' comp, but I always try to throw different questions at him. He's been able to answer them all. I think one time you went.
It was March. It was on the HUD funding,
but you said,
the public
yeah.
use of.
Yeah, but you said that. You said, I'm not real hot on this, but I do know this.
Okay. If I only studied workers' comp, I would be boring and bored. So I need to look at other stuff.
Yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, where I was just at yesterday. Did they do a good job, sweetie?
They did a fantastic job.
Yeah, and I love these guys, Logan and Tim. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments, 244-9478. Make your appointment. They give great haircuts. Man's last stronghold. Why do I say that? Because you're going to see golf. You see a lot of golf on the TV because Tim is a golfer. Tim's, in fact, trying to put together a fundraiser with the golf emphasis on it for kids here in town. Cypress Square Barbershop, it's a great place. We'll be right back.
She stood there bright as the sun on that California coast. He was a Midwestern boy on his own. She looked at him with those soft eyes, so innocent and blue. He knew right then he was too far from home.
I am a parent and a healthcare worker. Education is key to a healthy community. Over the past 2 years, our children have suffered from unequal education. This is why we need new leadership in our county. This June, vote for Brian Caples for the Superintendent of Schools. He will hold the line for our children to receive an equal education and empower the school boards to do the same. Vote Brian Caples for the Superintendent of Schools this June. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors and the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Choose from a tasty half-pound burger, pepperoni pizza, sandwich or hot dog with a side of fries, potato or macaroni salad, and dessert. Eat in or call 530-691-4333 to place your order or order online. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to 2495 Athens Avenue, north of Crown Motors and the Cypress Square Shopping Center, where our food speaks for itself.
Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. It looks like another hot and dry summer is about to begin, and I pray we won't have any fires. One of the many things I'd like to do as a supervisor is to craft an ordinance to reduce the fuel loads on the federal lands within our county. I would encourage private landowners to reduce the loads on their properties too, but would not burden them with an ordinance, just the federal government with the lands that they manage. We need to get the feds to reduce the risk of fire in our county, not go begging for dollars after we have another disaster. This is paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Supervisor, District 5. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again. I'm hearing a lot of stories on the campaign trail from citizens who have been told by the county that their sheds are too big and their patio or deck needs a permit. Kiddie pools, doghouses, and even a covered woodpile have been mentioned as instances of grief received from the county. If we are using county equipment and personnel to catch tax-paying citizens doing small improvements on their own property while we ignore large-scale marijuana grows and transient camps, our priorities need to change. Let's work to make our county better and stop burdening our already overtaxed citizens. This had paper by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
School boards have been tricked into following Newsom's crazy mandates. Brian Caples wants to train Shasta County school boards to advocate for the constitutional rights of children. Brian is running for Shasta County Superintendent of Schools. He will put children first, and he will empower school boards to stop these crazy mandates. I'm a high school teacher, and on June 7th, Brian Caples has my vote. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Friday. It's Friday the 13th. I'm not afraid of Friday. Are you afraid of Friday the 13th?
Every Friday is a good Friday.
Friday's a good Friday.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you stay away from the 13th or you don't want to celebrate things on the 13th or you get married on, hey, every 7 years it's going to come around. So just realize that, you know, hey, celebrate Friday the 13th. We gave our tickets away to Dolores.
Dolores, come down and pick them up.
Redeem those tickets next week.
Don't make Linda hunt you down.
Yeah, we have next week we have a few more to give away, as well as we're going to be giving away two tickets for the pancake breakfast now for a caller at 605-4567. And, of course, if you've not been to the pancake breakfast, in Reading that is 10,000 of your favorite people.
And it's moved, and it's close to where the other one was, but it's right down the street from us. It's where the Market Street was opened up. It's going to be in there. It's going to be beautiful. You can park in the new parking facility for free. So, hey, by the way, this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite, Reading's dish premier local retailer. Don't call the 800 number, my friends. Call Doug Tooley. Doug Tooley has been in this business for over 30 years. He's brilliant when it comes to giving you great service and making sure that you have dish. Price guarantees, everything. Give him a call at 241-3474. Do not use the 800 number. Call our local guy. We're here with Patrick Gorman and his wife, Jill. And Patrick is a workers' comp type. But you get involved in other things, too, a workers' comp lawyer. You know, last time you were here, we talked about how you were, the phones are ringing off the hook, by the way.
For two tickets for the pancake breakfast.
That's right.
We love
hey,
that.
Guess what? We're going to be giving away more. We're going to be giving away more rodeo tickets next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all of that. So do not let your hearts be
heavy.
Burdened by this. We will give away more. And these are tickets that I bought that were given away.
Right.
Asphalt Cowboys only give away so many to us. I went out and bought some more. So give to help. Give people. You said in your workers' comp you were getting COVID.
Yeah.
And last time you talked about
COVID cases.
The COVID cases that just didn't go away.
Yes. Yeah, I have a couple, but nothing new.
No.
You know, everything I've heard, I actually have a client who had a fever and had to go to the hospital, not because of COVID. He's dehydrated. And he had just had a surgery a few months prior. So he went to the hospital and he got tested positive for COVID in the hospital. And he said, if it weren't for the positive test, I wouldn't even have known I had it. You know, I mean, he had other problems he was worrying about. But it just seems like it's really died down, fizzled out, whatever you want to call it.
Well, one of our newest employee called me yesterday. He's got it. And he's 18. And a good young man. Yeah, he popped positive. He had a fever. And so I'm keeping him away. He's self-quarantined till next week because I don't need to spread it.
Yeah, but there's a friend, like recently, still talking about it, that she was on a flight coming back from San Diego. The whole family got together Mother's Day.
They gave mother COVID.
Had
COVID.
All of the,
so
all
they gave
of the
mother COVID.
Treatments to, and she and her daughter, they both got sick when they came back. So you just don't know.
In your case, it was because they had it for so long, and they stopped supporting that person's illness.
Yeah,
was that it?
So I've had, the COVID case that I had. Yeah, sometimes employers or insurance companies start thinking, hey, maybe they're milking this. You know, it's just COVID. But you know, they have lasting symptoms. All of them had comorbidities, right? All of them have other issues, you know, diabetes or all of them, you know, with obesity and stuff. So it's not so much that that it's because they had it so long. I think it's more the insurance company starts thinking, hey, this person's just looking, you know, to not work. And so then they start pushing back and being difficult. But there's still symptomatic. I had one that went to a qualified medical evaluator. I just got his report last week. And there's all kinds of testing that they need to run up on her. And they want to test her, you know, blood cell counts and all kinds of things.
Because COVID hangs on with some people, not everybody, of course, but with some people, it's been, you know, hanging on for over a year.
Yeah, there's some people that caught it in 2020. They're still symptomatic.
Yeah. What about vaccinations? Is there being pushback on this from people that were vaccinated and all of a sudden started having problems?
No, I mean, so I have a lot of people who had COVID, right? They haven't filed a COVID case. They want nothing to do with that. They're like, look, I'm fine. I don't want to even be involved in this. Like, everybody has COVID fatigue. But I have several clients who have other injuries and they were vaccinated and then got COVID and they were pretty annoyed because they didn't really want to get vaccinated in the first place. And they got vaccinated and then 4 months later they got COVID. So they're pretty annoyed about it, but no actual injuries where nobody who's been vaccinated and then got COVID and wound up having a really bad result. Nothing like that.
Okay. So when what would you say the majority of your cases are when it comes to workers' comp?
Usually it's something involving the back or knees, mm-hmm. almost always. There's the shoulder. Everything pretty much is musculoskeletal, right? So it's a back and a knee, or a shoulder and an arm, neck and a shoulder and arm, right? So they're usually either these repetitive injuries, maybe somebody does a job for 20, 30 years and they have arthritis and it was a hard job, hard labor, they get electrocuted or they fall down or get
they get electrocuted and fall down.
Yeah. Usually one and the same, right? Or they, opening a door, to the back of a big rig and it smashes them in the face and knocks them down. It's pretty clear that the injury happened. The injuries that are progressive in time, sometimes I get pushback from the insurance companies on those. If somebody's running a jackhammer for 20 years or driving a truck and loading and loading freight for 20 years, they're going to have, we were talking about this months ago. The causation threshold is minimal. Any measurable contribution from work means that you're liable for benefits. So if somebody's driving a big rig for 30 years and they're overweight and they have heart disease and a bad back, then some of that's going to be related to work.
Do you find, you see these things, somebody's got a back injury. I mean, those things must be, those are the ones you see that people will take advantage of. Yeah, I think that, is that the right way to put it? That, because they're hard to disprove and they're.
Personally, I think that people who take advantage, who never want their case to go away, who want to be taken care of for the rest of their life, they have emotional problems long before their injury.
Yeah.
Anybody who's well-adjusted, they want out of the system. They just want to know what their condition is, what to expect for the rest of their life, and then out. People who, say things to me like, well, I'm not going to make as much money for the rest of life, and I'm not going to settle my case until the insurance company pays me that. And I say, well, they're not going to. Those are the kind of folks who I think already had some kind of social issues or emotional issues. I think that back claims are the worst ones. So knee surgeries generally are successful. Hip surgeries generally are successful. So are shoulders. Mm-hmm. Carpal tunnel release, not so much. But once you start operating on the spine, there's no real, it's not as predictable. There's less certainty. I'll tell you what, people who have neck surgery and smoke cigarettes, you're going to be worse than you were before the surgery. People do it, but I don't know why. Back surgeries, I see a lot of failed back surgeries. Mm-hmm. And back injuries are the kind that really upend people's lives. So people that don't have bad outcomes from a back injury are people who are in shape.
Yeah.
So if people work on their core strength and people exercise, and I don't mean like power lifting at, the CrossFit gym. I mean just, basic, do some core exercise, walk, things like that. Those folks, when they have a back injury, they have a better outcome. People who don't take care of themselves for many years and have a back injury, it's probably not going to get any better for them. And,
okay.
They're not faking. They're just messed up.
Okay. We're with Patrick Gorman, who's a workers' comp attorney, but we talk about a lot of different things. And, back injuries is the one that, that's the one that people point at as being a very difficult one to prove or disprove in some cases. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. It's a veteran-owned business. He doesn't take chances with your safety, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it. If you want a free inspection and analysis, take your car or truck or your RV. I see him fixing RVs all the time. They get a chip up there in the center, and he puts them back together again. Down to 3208 South Market, which is where he's located, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. That's Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
The last 2 years revealed who politicians are truly loyal to. It wasn't we the people. True public servants are hard to find. That's why we need Eric Jensen at the helm as our district attorney. Eric is a patriot, a devoted father, an experienced attorney from the private industry. This means he isn't beholden to political cronies or government bureaucrats who will boldly fight for you. The current system has failed us, and Eric Jensen is the only non-establishment candidate for Shasta County District Attorney.
Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We've elected career politicians for years now, hoping that the homeless problem, crime, wildfires, and water shortages will get better, and instead they all get worse. I am not a career politician. I'm an experienced businessman who knows how to solve problems and think outside the box. I want to work on our problems, not use them as campaign material every 4 years. Stop the insanity. Vote Chris Kellstrom for District 5 Supervisor. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Hey, Shasta County. Chris Kellstrom here again. I'm running for Supervisor in District 5, which includes Anderson, Shingletown, now Happy Valley, and Cottonwood, where I live. The Anderson-Cottonwood Irrigation District is not getting any water in its canals for the first time in over 100 years. Happy Valley is again seeing huge restrictions. Mark Twain said, whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting over. We are in a fight for sure. The Delta Smelt found some pretty good lawyers, and I think it's time for the citizens, ranchers, and farmers to find some better ones. Our needs must be moved above those of the fish and radical environmentalists. Help me fight. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Shasta County. There is a candidate in District 5 named Chris Kellstrom. Chris spent many years managing businesses in Anderson, Happy Valley, and elsewhere. Chris knows how to treat customers and employees. Chris would like to bring that experience and knowledge to Shasta County. Chris Kellstrom is not a career politician. He is a business manager and a problem solver. Shasta County is a great place to live, but we do have a few problems that need solutions. We can use a guy like Chris Kellstrom on our Board of Supervisors. Join me in voting for Chris. Paid for by the Liberty Committee. Not authorized being a candidate or candidate. Committee.
Shasta County, there's a candidate for District 5 Supervisor in Cottonwood named Chris Kellstrom. Chris is a lifetime member of the NRA and belongs to the California Rifle and Pistol Association. Chris Kellstrom cares about the Second Amendment rights and will do everything in his power to protect those rights in District 5 and all of Shasta County. Remember, Chris Kellstrom for District 5, head and shoulders above the rest. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any other candidate or candidates committee.
Proven experience, fighting for you.
This is Stephanie Bridget, your Shasta County District Attorney. I've spent 2 decades fighting for your safety. I've personally prosecuted murderers, rapists, and child molesters, sending them to prison for life. I have met with and advocated for thousands of victims, giving them a voice against those that have harmed them. I am tough on crime and support a bigger jail. Vote for me. Stephanie Bridget on June 7th.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney 2022.
I'm Ed Rollman, a third-generation Shasta County native, business owner, and founder of the Merchants Crime Watch. District Attorney Stephanie Bridget has a 20-year proven record of fighting for the safety of Shasta County, including protecting local businesses from repeat offenders. That's why I support her re-election. We don't need someone like her opponent, a workers' comp lawyer with no experience who will need on-the-job training. Vote Stephanie Bridget for Shasta County District Attorney.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney 2022.
The last 2 years revealed who politicians are truly loyal to. It wasn't we, the people. True, public servants are hard to find. That's why we need Eric Jensen at the helm as our district attorney. Eric is a patriot, a devoted father, and experienced attorney from the private sector. This means he isn't beholden to political cronies or government bureaucrats. He will boldly fight for you. The current system has failed us, and Eric Jensen is the only non-establishment candidate for Shasta County District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday the 13th, 8:38 in the morning. It's 56 degrees, mostly sunny out there. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Tonight's the street dance down at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Tomorrow, the steak feed. And I guess you can say that Reading Rodeo Week has officially kicked off this weekend. And then, of course, next week, Monday is for the kids that have for special needs, where they go out to the rodeo grounds and they ride horses with people who, I mean, escorted, you know, with them. Kids love this. The United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guards rolling in Sunday. They'll be out there Monday with the kids. Tuesday is kind of a number of things going on with the Asphalt Cowboys. Wednesday, Extreme Bulls, and it kicks it off. Extreme Bulls and barrel racing on Wednesday, and then Thursday, family night, Friday, and then Saturday, the big night down at the rodeo grounds. Now, if you haven't gotten tickets yet, you ought to go to ReadingRodeoAssociation.com and go to their webpage, go to Reading Rodeo, so you can buy your tickets if you haven't. Use the Reading Rodeo website, because there's another one right above it that looks like, oh, that's it, but it's ticket something, and it's going to double the cost of the ticket. Don't buy them there. Buy them from Reading Road, or just go on down to the box office and buy them there. Do it early, so you don't have to wait in line that night. So that and this portion of the show brought to you by Alaska Airlines. You can fly daily nonstop from Reading to Seattle with Alaska Airlines. With one stop, get anywhere in the world. Enjoy a great weekend in the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle to take that Alaskan cruise. Book now at AlaskaAirlines.com/Reading. We're here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, and his partner, Jill Gorman, who's in the office too. And, what do you see coming? I mean, is there trends that you look at, Patrick?
As far as like workers' comp. Well, I think that there's going to be some major changes pretty soon here. The last time there was any kind of reform was in 2012, went into effect 2013, so it's been 10 years. And the time before that, it was 2004. So, you know, every 10 years or so, and, you know, the amount of money that's paid out in permanent disability, for example, it hasn't changed since 2014, right? So there's probably going to be an increase there. The cost of living allotment increase last year was like 13%. So there will be some legislative changes. And, you know, one thing that was really fascinating working on the defense side, especially when I was doing all of the COVID work, is I got a call from an email from a national vice president of this Japanese insurance company, and said, hey, I'm going to send you something. Take a look at it. And she sends me this email, and I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh, my God, this is a proposed bill. This is proposed legislation for COVID, you know, workers' compensation COVID. And I looked through it, and one of the areas of law was, you know, if there's an outbreak, it's 10% of the labor force. And I said, you know, I responded. I said, this clearly does not contemplate, you know, small employers, because 10% of the workforce could be one person. That's not an outbreak. And that was my feedback. And sure enough, like 4 days later, the legislation came out of the state of California, and they had changes to that. So what I'm getting at is it's very hard to see what will happen, because you don't truly understand the power of lobby money, because they don't go out there and parade it around. They don't go around and say, hey, here we are. I'd never heard of this company this lobby company. I don't even remember their name, and you can't find them online. So who knows what it'll be, right? It's powerful.
I just heard that, and it's kind of, I don't know how close hold this is, but that the California Medical Association, in conjunction with legislation, if I understand this right, is going to up the amount of money that doctors can be sued for.
Oh,
okay. Have you heard that?
Yeah, so there's a cap on punitive damages for medical mal, right? So right. I think it's like $200,000 or $250,000. And they set that, I think it was like in the 90s. I think they set it in like 97.
Yeah. Well, this is going to have an impact on medical insurance, mm-hmm. malpractice insurance. I mean, whether you've ever been sued or not, you still have to have that insurance. And if, you know,
well, you
like in California, Linda and I have not had a wreck or a ticket in a long time.
Yeah.
Yet my insurance goes up because I live in California, and they have to pay out so much. And, you know, and this is a, and I think, well, what about, you know, so you get a little safe driving discount. Okay, that's cool. But it still goes up every year.
Yeah.
Because you live in California. I mean, how much more can we keep upping things?
I agree.
Because of trial lawyers. In a lot of cases,
I don't know if I'd really put it that way. Because
okay.
In case,
okay, that's why I threw it out there.
So here's when we're talking about legislative changes like this, that's when you see the news stories about the guy lifting his motorcycle into a truck. I've handled thousands of cases for the insurance companies. And, I mean, I can't remember specifically how many were actual fraud, but probably a handful.
Yeah, not a lot.
But they parade them out there like it happens constantly every day.
What about malpractice? Are there, because you've obviously, workers' comp has, I mean, so, are there clear cases where doctors have?
I was sharing a case with Linda while you were just out of the room. Okay, so we have a client who was lifting a 5-pound bag of potatoes and was injured, had a shoulder injury. And in workers' compensation, they make you go through physical therapy before they do an MRI. So she's doing physical therapy. She's in pain. She finally has an MRI. She gets a call from the doctor. Doctor says, go to the hospital immediately. She goes to the hospital. They're waiting for her with a wheelchair. They bring her up. They do emergency neck surgery because her neck, her spine cord was being compressed by her cervical vertebrae.
No.
So they go in. They do surgery. Now her left arm is spastic, meaning it's constantly spasming, and she can hardly walk. The doctor who did the surgery left bone fragments in there. He was arrested 6 months later at Highland Hospital for being drunk on the job.
Okay, now,
that's a nightmare.
But see, again, that's something the other side will trot out and say, we have got, you know, when I would say that is such an aberration, just like the aberration of lifting up a motorcycle. I mean, there are aberrations on both sides, and I understand that.
But when the insurance companies complain about, we need to charge more, if the insurance companies weren't making money in California, there wouldn't be like 3,500 different insurance carriers writing policies here. Okay, in Oregon, there's probably more. In Oregon, almost every workers' compensation policy is actually carried by the state of Oregon because it's not a friendly environment for private insurance carriers. In California, it is. So when they say, oh, we need to raise premiums, we need to raise premiums, I disagree because if they were struggling here, if you look, they say it costs twice as much to administer benefits in California. But they charge three times more in premiums, so they're making a larger profit margin here. And they claim that that's to absorb risk. But if they go bankrupt, you know, it's on the state of California. I just disagree. I think that it's the Wild West of insurance in California. They are not struggling. They're making record profits here. Because if they weren't, they wouldn't be here.
Well, it's like a lot of things. If you're not succeeding, you're not going to be someplace. Which is why California continues to lose people every year. They've had enough. Okay, we're here with Patrick Gorman and Jill Gorman from Patrick Gorman Attorney at Law.
And if you have questions for our guests, this is what we love about. They have a monthly segment here on our show. Give a call, 605-4567. I'm sure if they can answer your question, they would love to.
We'll be right back.
Kevin Cry is running for Shasta County Supervisor to address the homelessness and property crime in our community. By acting compassionately but demanding accountability, he knows we can reduce crime, restore our public spaces to the use of all, and help less fortunate residents live their best lives possible. What we are currently doing isn't working, and as Supervisor for District 1, Kevin Cry's priority will be to fight to end homelessness in Shasta County, not sweep its core problems under the rug. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
We need all units to violent
crime rights.
California under siege.
Are gang related.
Criminals set free.
Defund their local police.
Police attacked.
In shooting victims.
Victims ignored.
I shot my little brother.
Ultra-liberal California Attorney General Rob Bonta has never personally prosecuted drug traffickers or violent gang members. He has zero experience to do the job. Nathan Hochman does. Nathan is the one candidate for Attorney General endorsed by the California Republican Party. He's the only candidate with the real experience to keep us safe. As Assistant U.S. Attorney, Hochman prosecuted corrupt government officials and locked up violent drug traffickers and gang members.
I'm Nathan Hochman. What's happening in California is unacceptable. Politicians ignore us while communities are attacked. As Attorney General, I'll actually do the job and prosecute criminals. I will always protect California first.
Nathan Hochman, an attorney general who will keep us safe.
paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
Hi neighbors, this is Mimi Mosley, and I couldn't be more proud to support Aaron Rosner for District 1 Supervisor. As our City of Reading Councilwoman and former mayor, I witnessed her unwavering leadership in action. I believe our city is a better, safer place because of Aaron Rosner's work to advocate for public safety, healthy economic and community development, and her commitment to the local families that call Reading home. If you want to be a part of creating a stronger and better Shasta County, join me, the local business community, public safety leaders, and countless community leaders in backing Aaron Rosner. Thank you for supporting qualified, experienced candidates we can count on. For more information, go to ShastaVote.com.
Ad paid for by ShastaVote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates. Supporting Bridget for district attorney, Johnson for sheriff, Darling Allen for clerk, Flores for superintendent, Browning and Rosner for supervisor 2022. Committee major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries, not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
Voter fraud is a hot topic these days, with certain voting machines at the center of the conversation. As voters, we need a voting system we can trust. Our current county clerk believes these leased voting machines are trustworthy and plans to use them for the next 5 years. We need a new county clerk that will work to replace these machines with one of 8 California-approved alternatives. Vote Bob Holsinger for Shasta County Clerk on June 7th. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
If SB 1464 passes the California legislature, it will require law enforcement to enforce all public health orders, whether they agree with health orders or not. We cannot let that happen to our community. Kevin Cry is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 1, to make sure our communities are safe from tyranny. We all live in this community together, and we cannot allow for one group to be pulled into harassing another. We must stand together, and we must vote for Kevin Cry for Supervisor, District 1. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Might be good if you actually know the words.
I don't have to.
All right.
I do know the words. Shut up and dance with me. How hard is that?
All right. That? Okay, good.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Friday, thank God. And it's been a long week. And next week's going to be longer. So welcome back to the show. 8:51 in the morning here on Friday the 13th. Yeah. I don't even know if I'm going to climb on the horse today.
you got a big week ahead of you. Of course, everything rodeo kicks off. And you are a Reading Cowboy this year, so you're going to be working the rodeo every night.
And you're going to be singing the national anthem on Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be cool.
Yeah.
We're here with Patrick Gorman and Jill Gorman from Gorman Attorney at Law. And we're talking different things. We talked about workers' comp, which is what his expertise is, but he also can talk about anything. And we talked about, I don't even know if we should change the subject to this, but men and women. Okay, you know what? You're open for anything. You always have
another hour.
Yeah. Well, you know how men at times, especially with backgrounds like you and I have, we have a tendency to be direct to people. And we've actually had workers come up to Linda and say, he's being pretty direct. And Linda goes, he's been a Marine for a long time. And I will ask people things. I'm not being mean. And I'm not angry, but if you leave a pile of cement on my deck and don't clean it up.
Yeah,
I do. I might ask you about, well, what about this? When are you going to clean this up? And and they're looking for a check. Well, probably after you finish your job type of thing. But, I think that when you're in the type of jobs that we've had and the type of jobs that the ladies have had, every so often you're going to, because you're both strong women, you're going to so often,
I feel almost like the more, yin we are as far as intensity, the more yang our partner needs to be. So, yeah, I give it up to you girls. I mean, I wouldn't want to put up with it.
Well, you guys, you work together. So every day, I mean, you know, you're raising a family. You have a small farm. You go to work. You talk your cases. Just like we talk clients. We talk about
You can't get away from it, really.
No. I mean, we talk. That's what's your thing. Pillow talk? Your pillow talk. Did you get that commercial in? Did we get that? I'm not. Politicals are going on right now. It's crazy trying to make room. We go through a time. So for you, what do you guys do to decompress? And what would you say right now would be the most outstanding of your clients? All of them, of course, are important, just like all of our, you know, all of the people who advertise with us are important. But, like, you know, you have something that stands out in a timely matter in the month of May. What is it for you?
Well, I think that, you know, we do the same thing where, oh, I don't want to forget this. Will you text me this so it's on my phone in the morning? And we do that at night before we go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
As far as checking out, so we were working from home a lot, and we don't work from home anymore. We moved to our office full-time now because it was very problematic. We couldn't separate the two.
Yeah.
We would think of something, go in the office, and then 3 hours went by.
Yeah.
So we had no personal life outside of work.
And meanwhile, you're meant to feed the chickens.
Right.
Yeah.
And
well, we just got a chicken coop from the Country Strong
High
School. Yeah. And so we don't have chickens yet. But we're going to wait until next spring to fill it up. But so things are going better as far as the separation. But I think the cases we talk about the most are actually not the most severe cases, but the personalities that we're trying to somehow make them happy. And I don't know if we ever can, but there are, you know, the people of all walks of life, right? And some people have problems, you know, as far as understanding and expectations and communicating. And I don't know. What do you think, honey?
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys are dealing with personal injury.
And the tragedies on top of
which is
it.
Pain and suffering. You can't, you know, you're the stop of how part of my body or my mind might be broken, but how am I going to be compensated? How am I going to live the rest of my life? So, you know, you're kind of having to be, you know, priest and soul fixer at the same time. Why you're trying to do everything. Yeah. So that's heavy.
And it's usually clients who came from another attorney first. And so their case has been going on a long time. So I get a lot of the venting that has nothing to do with what I've done. Because whenever I get a client, I right out of the gate start talking to them about, you need to start thinking about what's next. Because I don't want to have a conversation in 3 years when their benefits run out. You know, they're not getting temporary disability or anything like that. And they're like, well, I've been waiting for my case. You know, you don't wait. You need to move forward in life. And so I get people who, their cases are 5 years old, 4 years old, and they haven't thought about what's next until they talk to me 4 years into their case when they're getting no more money.
We can probably cite somebody that we know that had a horse accident who was a very strong, thriving professional. And boy, did that just change. And this is just in the last
changed
year.
Changed their life.
I mean, in it almost just as close from snapping the cord, the neck cord. So in a neck brace, you know, gone is the horse, gone is another something. And just a major life change. Mm-hmm. And all I can do is really, I just pray for her. I don't know what's happening in that particular, what's happening, but workman's comp for her has somehow, I mean, I'm just getting this fourth and fifth, and not directly from her, but, being covered by workman's comp and that kind of thing.
It can change your life.
Yes.
Yeah.
As you said.
Yeah, and people need counseling, and a lot of people don't want it. And,
And you know, and in some cases, as I speak when I'm talking about you, is that you'll listen to it and you'll tell them, you don't need me. You don't need a lawyer. Everything's working.
Yeah, last week, you know, the adjuster was actually overriding denials of treatment. I said, you don't want me, because once you hire me, she's going to stop doing that.
Yeah.
If they're overriding treatment denials, you may need an attorney. If you need me to look at something, I'll look at something, but you don't want to hire an attorney because they're going to stop doing that immediately.
Yeah. Okay, we're here with Patrick and Jill Gorman, attorney at law. Patrick is, and Jill is the one that keeps everything running in the office and all that. How do people get a hold of you, Patrick?
Give us a call, 530-262-2168. We are present at the office location, 3310 Churn Creek, Suite A, but we do discourage folks from walking in because we have a stacked calendar. So it's not one of those things where you can walk in with your file and talk to an attorney. We're just going to turn you away. So give us a call, 530-262-2168, or email us, email@cormancomplaw.com, and we'll set up an appointment either over the phone, Google Meet, or in person.
Okay. And, you know, even though we make jokes, and, you know, my sister's an attorney and civil law, and we have, you know, we are amused by that, but lawyers are out there to help you in many cases. Again, we go into those weird ones, you know, lifting up motorcycles, yeah. Doctor drunk, things like that. But there are so many things. There are so many lawyers out there. You need to have, when things are going on, is have somebody on your side.
Yeah, and vet your lawyers. There's a lot of, just because there's a lot of lawyers, who are, they take shortcuts, just like in any profession.
Sure.
And you don't want that, especially when it comes to like an injury or something major, like, I mean, really for any reason, but something life-changing. I mean, you don't want somebody that's going to not give you all of your options and just try to direct you to the option that benefits them the most. And that happens a lot.
Okay. Patrick and Joe Gorman, thank you so much for being with
us.
And have a good week. And, well,